welcome to the Poem of the Week. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Good day, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, we're ready for another study. This time we're going to talk a little bit about cholesterol in a subpopulation of people, particularly the elderly. Some background here. Clinical trials relating to cholesterol-lowering therapies have demonstrated pretty consistent benefits for patients, particularly those who actually have established coronary artery disease. Many of these studies, though, have excluded the elderly. Now, the bias against the elderly perhaps stems from biases regarding their life expectancy, comorbidity, safety of these lipid-lowering agents on the elderly, and maybe cost-benefit analysis of the expected preventive care for the elderly. The absolute number of persons benefiting from cholesterol-lowering drugs could actually be greater in the elderly than amongst those who are younger. A large proportion of elderly individuals, as we know, will suffer from coronary artery disease. In fact, in men over the age of 65, one half of all deaths are attributed to heart disease. This compares with 25% of deaths attributed to cancer. And the percentage of coronary deaths in women is even higher. So longitudinal studies have shown that total cholesterol levels actually increase in males after the onset of puberty. This increase is slow but gradual until the age of 50, when there's a plateau until the age of 70. And then at the age of 70, the serum cholesterol begins to fall a little bit. Nothing dramatic, but it is a fall rather than a plateau. So there is this association between hypercholesterolemia and coronary artery disease in men and women, and we know this has been demonstrated in many studies, including the old Framingham Heart Study. This week, Mark found an interesting article that asks a very important clinical question: does lipid lowering improve outcomes in octogenarians? He found this article in a journal called Age and Aging. Mark, what did the study find?
Yeah, this was a meta-analysis, and they looked for any randomized trials and as well as any observational studies of lipid lowering in folks 80 years and older, and they limited it to studies that reported mortality data, which is ultimately why we want to try and lower lipids, and studies that had at least 2 years of follow-up. They don't tell us anything about quality assessment, which is a limitation of the study. They did find 9 studies that reported total mortality for 80-year-olds, and these were observational studies. They were basically looking at, here's your cholesterol, here's how long you live, and in people over 80, the relationship was complicated, but there was kind of a reverse J-shaped curve with the higher mortality in those with the lowest total cholesterol levels, and, you know, again, probably having to do with malnutrition and chronic disease and some of those effects in the very elderly, you know, malignancy, you know, that kind of thing. Total cholesterol less than 212 was associated with the highest mortality risk. There were 5 studies of HDL cholesterol, and 2 found that a high HDL was good, 2 found no association, and 1 found it was worse. So not a clear association and not exactly what we've been taught was the case in younger patients. So then they tried to find...
Just before you go on to the second one, so what's the take-home message of that first one? Is it that that lower cholesterol actually may be beneficial?
Well, if we take the same logic that we use in younger folks, obviously we need to try to raise those cholesterol levels to reduce mortality in 80-year-olds, right? So we've got to send our octogenarians out for some fried chicken. That's the logic behind the lipid theory, you know, is if it's high, so if we lower it and it's associated with mortality, then it must be a good thing. And, you know, obviously there's better data in terms of statins, particularly secondary prevention in younger patients. But, you know, I think, you know, someone who is, if someone's chronically ill, the cholesterol levels, lower cholesterol levels are associated with that. So it's probably a marker of chronic illness and not necessarily a causal kind of thing.
Did we mention to listeners that this particular episode of Poems is brought to you by the American Meat Board?
Yeah, Kentucky Fried Chicken. We're going to have that, you get that sandwich with the two slabs of chicken with bacon between it or something like that.
And Mark, what was the second question they asked?
Well, they were looking at treatment, so is there any evidence that treating elevated lipids in 80-plus-year-olds does any good? And they actually found no randomized trials. They did find four trials that had data on about 13,000 people aged 70 to 82, so they said, well, good enough, we'll look at those. And they also found some observational studies. Two of the RCTs found no association between statins and mortality. Two found that statin use was associated with a reduction in all-cause mortality. So they also found some observational studies of statin use. Two found that it was associated with lower all-cause mortality in patients 85 and older with congestive heart failure, but no changes in those who'd had an acute MI. So kind of mixed results. Two found no association, two found an association. And so I would say the data, you know, kind of the bottom line is that it's a reverse. Low cholesterol levels are actually associated with worse mortality in the very old. And we don't have really good clinical trial data for continuing treatment in this age group. And we really are at this point trying to extrapolate from what we know in younger patients. Probably, you know, they didn't sort out secondary from primary prevention. And there may well be, you know, folks that are where it would be appropriate to use statins as secondary prevention. If they're otherwise healthy, you know, octogenarians, I would have a hard time arguing against that in the absence of data. You know, at the same time, I think getting overly excited about moderately elevated lipids as primary prevention in this age group may not make sense either. We just don't have data.
Well, so I'm not convinced. I mean, I think you probably summarized this very well, that if I was 80 years old, I'm not sure that I would jump on statins, particularly if I was of modest economic means. The other thing is that this seems like a poster child for sort of shared decision-making. I mean, to sit down and really talk with your patient and talk about the benefits of which there are few and risks of which, you know, these are not very risky, but perhaps the biggest risk is the cost, and let them make a decision. It's hard to be enthusiastic given the data that you've just presented.
Yeah, I agree with you.
We'll talk again next week.
Very good.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.